Gather around your speakers, hoop heads. It's NBA story time. Jamel Johnson here to spin you tales of NBA shenanigans you didn't know you needed to know. Like that time when a little startup league tried anything to be relevant, or when Ricky Davis earned himself a dumb nickname. I also love you, Ricky Davis. Catch a new tale on NBA Storytime every week, then listen to the postgame where I break it down with comedians, ballers, and what have you. Find NBA Storytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Guys, what's up? I want to take a quick second to let you guys know that our podcast is supported by Anchor. That's right. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. I'm doing this ad from my phone as we speak. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. Evidently, I can't talk. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now back to the show.
Washed Up Walk-Ons fans, we're back for episode 56. I know it's been a long 2 weeks with these last two games, but the Walk-Ons are here to try and kick up the energy a little bit. Trust the process. We're going to get there. As fans and as players and the team, we're all going to get there. You know what it is. Boilermakers versus Hawkeyes this weekend. Let's have a day. Let's go.
Welcome back, Washed Up Walk-Ons fans, episode 56 of the podcast. And today, I want to start the podcast off with a story that is a good depiction of how dedicated the three of us are to this podcast. I'm going to start the story off by letting you guys know, those who don't know, I'm a degenerate. It is literally in my job title. I go to the casino and do degenerate things for hours on end to make money. Tonight was one of those nights, and things were going pretty well. I was running okay. I was up, and there was some really bad players at the table. Now, when there are a lot of fish at the table, I like to stay as long as possible and try and drain them of all of the funds that they came to the casino with, because that's just what the right thing to do is, I guess. That's what you do to fish. You take all their money. Well, this podcast got in the way of that because I had to leave poker after like 3 hours because I completely forgot about 5 o'clock traffic. And it took me the better part of like 75 minutes to make a 30-mile trip back to my house at the absolute peak of 5 o'clock traffic in Phoenix. But I did it. I left my degenerate ways to come to you guys today and bring you this episode against the Perdon't Boilermakers. And this is a perfect segue to just talk about how our dedication doesn't even match the Hawks' dedication to winning this game. Here we go.
I'm gonna go back on that and say the Hawks are probably more dedicated to winning this game.
That's what I just said. Our dedication pales in comparison to theirs.
Oh, I thought you said that. I thought you said it doesn't even match ours.
No, ours doesn't match theirs.
Okay. Because I guarantee it doesn't. I mean, obviously the Hawks are hungry for a win. We'll get to that one. I did not drive home in any kind of traffic. I got off work and drove 3 minutes around the corner through Waukee, which is very pleasant. A few stoplights. Kev, you deal with any traffic?
No. There's not a whole lot of traffic up to 18. So I mean, it was pretty straight shot.
How's work these days, Kev?
Work's work, man. Just grinding away. It's good, man. It's good. It's going to go.
It's good here.
How's the new job treating you?
Oh, it's fantastic. I'm supposed to still be in the training phase of a lot of the trainers they hire, I guess, aren't as experienced or adept at doing the job, I guess. So I take it as a compliment. But basically, since day one, I've just been running the classes on my own, which isn't hard. I guess it's hard to some people. And then on the back end, like behind the scenes stuff, I went through about 2 weeks of like sales training and learning all the ins and outs of the memberships and the everything for the gym. So basically finished up. Now I'm just waiting for kind of a final decision on if I'm going to actually stay at the current location that I've been at full time, or if I'm going to split time between two of the locations or whatever they come up with. So it's been good. Hours are sometimes early and sometimes late, but not every job's got some part of it. Unless you are a full-time podcaster, which is really what we're working towards, then there's really, you're never going to find a job that's like got 100% just awesome all around to it. Yeah,
and think we're only about 100,000 followers away from being a full-time podcast.
And if you continue to eat on our podcast, we're literally going to have zero listeners.
And we're going to be 100,000, 110,000 away from it because
fuck.
Speaking of eating on podcast, man, you didn't release our other one, did you?
No, I didn't yet. I still need to edit it. I have been a little busy with some other stuff that I've trying to been getting going, partly with the job, partly with some other stuff. But I'm trying to think of a good time. What do you guys think? When should we release that episode? What do the fans think? It's an episode where me and Kevin sat at a bar and ate chicken wings for 30 minutes.
I thought it was great content, to be honest.
I did too. It wasn't really like time specific. We did talk about like exactly what we did that night, but we didn't really talk a whole lot about Penn State. It was mostly the wings. And I think you'll enjoy. I thought Kevin was really on point for the whole episode. And
oh, thank you. I thought you did a good job too.
Dude, to be quite honest, I want more wings.
Yo, same, dude.
Dude, those wings were good. Not to spoil anything about the episode, but goddamn, they don't lie when they say they're famous wings. Drake, you're going to have to, next time you're in Iowa City, you're going to have to stop by again, see if our boy Josh, shout out to Josh, the owner of Donnelly's IC Pub, see if we can get hooked up with some more wings.
So what I want to know is how so Donnelly's wings stayed under the radar for the whole time I was in college. Like I ate a lot of chicken wings in Iowa City, boys and girls, and none of them came from Donnelly's. And I don't know how these good wings just stayed under the radar.
It's because they didn't have a podcast promoting them.
Dude, and Kevin,
it's got to be it.
You sound horrible, bro. It's like it hurts me, much less these people that now have you throwing up in their ears.
I think people enjoy it. I think people
I just got home, man. Trying to eat.
I think people. What are you eating, by the way?
Take a guess.
Probably chicken parm or something.
Nah, just some grilled chicken and veggies.
Okay. Speaking of hurt, there was. It's been a tough week, not for me. I want all of Wash Up Walk-On's Nation to know that I've been doing great this week. I've had an incredible week, all right? But it sounds like through the interwebs, and I know we talk about it all the time, it's the vocal minority. I know a lot of you out there moved on quickly. That 24-hour rule really needs to apply to every fan out there. But goddamn, there's a few of you that weren't very happy this week. In a real... You know, kind of in a sense of the same tone that Kevin brought to the podcast on Monday, which I'm glad you're still here, Kev. I think I had several people at my new work that came in to work out ask if you were doing okay, which is great.
You know, and I had a couple people reach out on Twitter, too, and I really appreciate that. yeah, I'm fine. It's okay. Like you said, 24-hour rule. We're still within 24 hours, and I was extremely depressed. I had actually one person ask me if like is is that how you handle losses as a player? No, because as a player, I was just so pissed off. Because, you know, when you're a player, you can do something about it. When we're on the outside and now, we don't have anything, you know, we can't affect the game anymore. So there's nothing you can really be pissed off about. I just get sad because my boys ain't winning. But as a player, no, I'd just be super pissed off. Like, I really do have to stop eating. I'd hardly talk to, like, my family afterwards. So I think they wanted us to win even more just so I'd be able to talk to them after games.
Yeah, 100%.
Should I tell the story about how I handled the North Dakota State loss?
Go for it.
I mean, yeah, go for it.
Yeah, so that was this is a good depiction of how Kevin and I both handled losses. He may not have done as much damage as I did, but he took it just as hard. After we lost to North Dakota State, I don't remember what the exact stat line was, but I think it had to do with rushing yards, and we had, like, an abysmal amount of rushing yards against an FCS school. And I don't think I played that many snaps that day. And I just, like, went berserk in the house. We started talking about the game. And I just went up to my door and just started punching all holes through my door. Just, like, elbows. I think probably headbutted it at one point. And after that loss, I no longer had a bedroom door. It was just a deteriorated shit on hinges.
Is that what happened to your door? I mean, obviously, I remember the fact that you didn't have a door. It's basically all duct tape at that point, but I don't remember. Yeah, I didn't know it was after that game that happened.
Yeah, it was amidst a conversation that we as roommates were having at 3:39, and you can imagine how colorful it was. And having to relive that game, I just went berserk.
Yeah, we've told the story in the podcast before, so if you're keeping track at home. That's two doors that Drake destroyed. The door at N320 Hillcrest Hall also took a pretty big chunk from a pair of brass knuckles one day. Anyway, just in case anyone wants to live with Drake someday.
Make sure you get good door insurance. Well
just don't install doors.
Yeah, get those.
But yeah, it was... It's tough. It's tough as a player, obviously. Like, I've seen a couple of the smart fans on Twitter actually put out good tweets that say it hurts to all the fans, but we know it hurts more for the guys and the staff. And that's 100% true. And it is nice as a player. You can turn around. You have a new objective to take your mind off things. New team, new game plan. You know, you're so regimented in your schedule that you're just moving on once you get to the complex that next day. Some of the conversations that we used to have, like after 11 o'clock games or even like any time of day, we'd come back, get back to the house and just kind of sit down and like decompress. Those are honestly some of my favorite times.
Yeah, those times where everybody packed into 3:39 and we just sat there and shot the shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big time. I miss that. Life is...
It's not the same after Iowa football. Yeah. Life after Iowa football, we should have a reality TV show, and it's just a bunch of washed-up Iowa football players, and I don't know, man. I don't know what we could do, but it would be a lot of fun. At least we could...
Well, it'd be funny... Again. Yeah, if we could get just the Benton 6 or 7 back together... And then, you know, you'd still have the two guys that were playing, and then you'd have the real life from the other four guys. That'd be a pretty good TV show. I don't think putting me and Kevin in a house together again is probably smart.
No, it's the smartest thing you could possibly do.
Well, yeah, for the Empire. But I will say this, not even the football part of it, because I think there's plenty of days where you're like, I'm pretty good not playing football anymore. Just the being together, like for all you sitting there listening at home, for some of you, it may be a long time ago. Others, maybe not so much. Just remember those times that you were just hanging out. You didn't have responsibilities. There was no kids. There was no job. And you were just hanging out with your buddies in college, like doing whatever you guys did to have fun. That's the same stuff that we did. It just sometimes revolved around like talking about the game we just played. And those are the times that are the most missed. Speaking of our fans, fun fact, on the Anchor platform that we put this podcast out on, I have the ability to see like where we're, our listeners are from and stuff. And we have a listener in Afghanistan. I just want to put that out there.
Hey, let's go. Shout out to our probable listener who is, I mean, our listener is probably in the United States Armed Forces.
Yeah, I was about to say, shout out to the United States military.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it could be some terrorist out there.
If the Taliban is listening, go find a knife and headbutt it.
Yeah. Fuck you. Get me.
ISIS has got Wash Up Walk-Ons rolling.
You know, I think they got our first batch of merch out there.
That's where it got delivered, is Afghanistan.
But so get this. So obviously United States, number one, Canada, number two. The third most listened country is Spain.
Ah, vámonos a Español.
50 people in Spain are listening to the Wash Up Walk-Ons on a regular basis.
How many people?
How crazy is that? 50
people in Spain. Let's go.
Yeah. So they're out there.
You know, Spain's on my list. I want to go to Spain someday.
Kev, you would do well in Spain.
I can't see why I wouldn't.
In multiple areas of life.
Those Latin American women would tear his little white ass up.
Okay. Drake,
do you know where Latin America is?
Yeah, I know. I fucked up, man.
Yeah, we're leaving that one in because Drake has no idea any idea about geography.
Yeah, I was not a geography major. I do know that Latin America is south of us and Spain is over there, but that was
over there. Yeah, where is over there, Drake?
Bro, in Europe, bro.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure you knew.
We saved it.
Like, I didn't take geography until, you know, like, or after like seventh grade, but I still have a faint picture of the globe.
It's really not my best topic either.
Yeah, I mean, honestly.
Kevin's like that, though. Kevin's big into like history.
Could have just let it go.
Geography as well. So 16
that
minutes.
That wouldn't be fun, though.
Yeah, no, we never let shit go. 16 minutes into this episode now, and hopefully some of this banter, this just friendly back and forth, has lightened the mood for the Hawkeye Nation. I know a lot of the I sent out a tweet on Wednesday that said, you know, we get to see where the people are from that are listening, but I also get to see how many people are listening and downloading. And the last 2 weeks, we've taken a hit on listeners by about, I'd say, 15%. And I see a lot.
That means we have a lot of you disloyal people, man. Some of y'all are riding the roller coaster. No. You got to stay in the 5%.
Well, I'll say this.
5% podcast. You understand me, Kluver? This is a slight edge podcast.
I know. It's just it's a penny every day, you know? I want those to know that when we lose, like, I really do think, this is my pitch to y'all, I really do think that our podcast can be a bright light of honesty and integrity and realness and nothing negative that's going to come away from the Hawks. I realize you want to distance yourself from anything Iowa. But man, I just implore you guys to try and like work on just bouncing back a little quicker. Like, it's okay. Life goes on. We're still here. We're still on the mics and we're rolling.
And here's my
Hey guys. Yep, it's me again. Got to interrupt the episode real quick to talk to you guys about Spotify, one of the sponsors of this podcast. On Spotify, you can listen to all your favorite artists and podcasts in one place for free. You don't even need a premium account. Spotify has a huge catalog of podcasts on every topic, including the one you're listening to right now. Yeah, we're on Spotify. I don't know how we did that, but pretty cool. Other things you can do on Spotify is follow your favorite podcast so you never miss an episode. Premium users can download episodes to listen to offline, wherever you are, and you can easily share what you're listening to with your friends on Instagram. If you haven't done so already, be sure to download the Spotify app. Search for Wash Up Walk-Ons on Spotify or browse podcasts in the Your Library tab. Also, make sure to follow us so that you never miss an episode of the Wash Up Walk-Ons.
HDR is that when the Hawks lose, me and Kevin get fucking angry. Okay. And sometimes we say funny things when we're angry. So even if your heart hurts, sometimes our hearts hurting comes out in a funny way that you guys can laugh at and we can still get our views up.
Yeah. We want to, and in the end, it's not about like, you know, if we don't get as many listeners, that's not the end of the world. I just want y'all to have a bright spot during your week.
We got to get to 100,000 somehow so we can make this thing, you know, go every day.
Right. So speaking of the next week and that week ahead in 2 days, a little less than 2 days, 11 a.m. on Saturday morning in a crisp Iowa City morning, probably. I haven't even looked at the weather. The Hawks are going to take the field against the Boilermakers from Purdue. Really happy for the guys. They don't have to travel there. As we've talked about before, worst away condition you could possibly be in a, like their locker room is that of like a middle school. It's horrible.
You don't want to take a dump or a shower because both are equally filthy.
and you have to do it right next to your locker, basically.
And there's no doors on the shitters.
Yeah. You're just eye to eye with other dudes.
It's unbelievable, dude.
But yeah, Purdue comes in a little beat up. You could say similarly to Iowa in a, specifically Rondell Moore, I don't think is playing this weekend as I think
he's doubtful.
Okay. So in the fantasy football terms, he's got the D by the name. He's doubtful. He's probably not a go. He is when healthy, when 100%, he's maybe the best athlete in the conference. He is electric and go for it.
Now I was just going to say, yep.
Yeah. And so I think we lost Drake for a second. He's going to come back in here.
I'm here.
Okay. Okay, good. But yeah, he's electric. And so the fact that they won't have him on the field, that's big time. Not to say that I think we that we wouldn't beat them with him on the field. I don't think he would make that much of a difference for this year's Purdue team. But what are your guys' thoughts on the game here initially? Anything you have to say just overall about this game on Saturday?
Go ahead. Kevin, you bring this topic in with your screen name.
Yes, so my screen name today is Last Episode If Lose.
And I'm on the train. No pun intended.
Kind of like what we said earlier in the week, we hate doing episodes post-lost, so this could be the last episode of the Wash Up Walk-Ons right here.
The Iowa football Hawkeyes cannot lose this week because that we just can't do it. We can't be podcasters of a team that loses to Purdue in a crucial game like this in the season. Like, I realize we lost our senior year, and we just like to suppress those memories and act like they didn't happen, so don't bring that up to me. It's a fragile topic. Yeah, man, the Hawks, they can't do this one to us because I'll be sick on Sunday and for the rest of the podcast days because it would just be too sad.
Yeah. So Purdue is not the same team they used to be in our early playing days. It was just another – you check a win off on the old schedule and, you know, you beat them up a little bit. Jeff Brom's done a really good job with that program. He's got some really good players in there. And I have a lot of respect for him. I think he's a really good coach. They are pretty beat up this year. I know they've gotten our number the last couple years, but, you know, they lost Sindelar and Rondell Moore in the same play versus Minnesota. And their offense really hasn't been the same since, except for last week. They beat up on an also beat up Maryland team. Maryland's up and down this year. I have no idea if they're good or not. I don't know if that game means anything to me. It's so hard to see where this Purdue team is at, honestly, because they've gotten the shit beat out of them a couple of times, and they beat the shit out of Maryland. They're coming in as like 17 point dogs, and you know, I think that's a good number. I think the Hawks finally get the run game back going. I think, you know, Purdue is allowing over 160 yards rushing per game. So I think the Hawks get the run game back going, get the offense a little more balanced out, and we start seeing the boys making some more plays on offense. The defense, I expect to play as lights out as always, especially with Purdue's best two players out, so
they might not score.
Is this one of those situations where Purdue might not score and we kind of just get our mojo back? Because I really hope somebody says yes.
No, they'll score. I mean, they still put up 40 last week. I think that, you know, their backup, he's not bad. He's not as good as Sindelar, but he's not bad. You know, it's still a Big Ten football team. It's still a well-coached Big Ten football team. Sure, they're beat up, but, you know, the boys are still going to have to come and play. But I really hope to see the Hawks come out and play their best game of the year this year and, you know, not have this one be close.
Moral of the story for those listening, don't play football because every team we just talked about is beat up. You're going to get hurt.
Oh yeah,
make your kid a long snapper. I was just kidding there. Make your kid a long snapper or a swimmer.
Don't make him a swimmer. Yeah, I tried that, and all of those hours in the pool in your own head, just in pain, it drives you insane, and you get kids that turn out like me. So don't do that.
Well, you might have been predisposed, but anyway, and at least it won't be contact injuries. There'll be no CTE unless you just swam straight into the
wall a couple times.
No, listen, I was not a backstroker, so I never had my backstroke strokes down. And sometimes I would just be really tired and my strokes would be off anyways, and I would just come cruising into a wall and smash my head on the bulkhead. It was always brutal.
That does not surprise me at all. But anyway, I'm going to go in a rare occurrence here. I'm going to go a little bit media-ish, and I'm going to ask a question that may be talked about on those podcasts, but I want us to try and spin it in a former player way. Never will the public truly have a total and complete feel and exact diagnosis of a team's health. Like the program, they're never going to let you know. You're never going to be able to see how truly healthy a team is. It's very clear. We talked about it on the episode earlier this week that the O-line is not healthy. And even though AJ and Wirfs are out there and clearly the trouble on the inside of the line, I don't think those two are 100% either. Knowing that, what's the kind of turnaround for this? What do you expect now from the Hawks? What should we expect from the Hawks? How do we go about, because you can't expect, I mean, I know it's next guy in, but at some point it's like, you know, what do you have to, as a player, how do you go about that? And as a fan, what should the fans really think about? Because if we keep having problems on the offensive line, we can't, I mean, at some point people have to understand, like, this is an issue of health and not ability or play calling, you know? I don't know how to go about that. I don't think there's a good answer, which is why it's not really a question that we go about. Maybe this is just a monologue, but I think for fans out there, understand and kind of try and notice the health of our guys. Everyone will be given a full effort, but
was there
if you're giving a full
in there
effort,
anywhere? You're, I mean,
yeah, it was kind of like, how are the guys going to improve, or like, what do we expect to see? Do you think they're still going to struggle, or what? And it's like, they're getting baptized by fire, and that's kind of just all there is to it. And these
it's just
guys,
trial by fire.
Yeah. However soon they are able to adapt and, you know, kind of grow up right there in front of our eyes in a game time situation, they're just going to be young kids. And that's the unfortunate part of having guys get hurt. Like, that's what happens to good teams that get derailed are because some of their key pieces go down and they just can find no cohesion after that.
Yeah. For sure. I mean, I think that's Coach Ferentz always preached that we have to continue to get better throughout the year. I mean, you still have 3.5 practices each week to get better. So, I mean, it's not like you get to the season and that's just how good you are for the rest of the season. You know, you have three and a half practices per week, plus hours upon hours of film. Like, guys are going to improve throughout the year, and you know. So I mean, that's how you improve. I don't know what else.
I guess my point was that. I guess my point was that the place where they're going to just get like the most drastically better is right there on the game field, because like it's going to come with the nerves and the adrenaline and all that stuff. And you just have to be in that situation, like winning and losing and improving, you know, to really get their confidence up, I guess, just kind of like grow up right in front of our eyes. That's why I said that.
Okay. I thank you guys for participating. I know you guys hate those questions. Once I got into it, I also was like, this is pointless. This is stupid. Moving on. So Hawks should win, and that's what we're hoping for. There's not a lot to talk about. We just want to go see results. Defense is going to do them. Offense, they're going to be figuring it out play by play. And we're going to get it back on the tracks. Kevin, it's that point in the week. Hope you did your research. We need Ward's winners for week, what is this, 7?
Who knows?
8?
You know who else needs Ward's winners? Is Kevin. Kevin needs Ward's winners this week, because going 3-for-4, getting your heart ripped out with a minute left in the fourth game is no bueno, boys. It's no bueno. You know, it's tough doing this segment after losing. I hate it.
I know. We're putting you on the spot. You have to come back each week and give more picks that you haven't pulled through on in the...
No, your picks themselves were pretty good last week. You didn't smash the parlay, but you were like 4 of 5 on the picks.
Yeah, I guess people should just start betting them up all straight and hope I go at least 55% or above. But I always just like the idea of parlays, you know, lose small, win big. So still up on the year after winning the first 2 weeks. So, I mean, maybe I'd be doing better if I'd bet each individual team straight. I'd have to chart that all out, and I'm not really that interested in doing so. So here we go. I got 3 teams for you. I got Ohio State minus 27.5 versus Northwestern on Friday night. Northwestern's bad.
Ohio State's really good.
They're both coming off a bye. So, I mean, this could be one of those games where the Wildcats get up for a national-ranked opponent coming to their stadium and play spoiler, but I just think Ohio State's really, really good this year. Then I got LSU minus 19 versus Mississippi State. LSU, again, I think is one of the best teams in the country. They can put up points like as good as anyone else right now. Joe Burrow might win the Heisman. And, you know, Mississippi State's had a little bit of a rough year. I think they're just coming off a loss to Tennessee, I think. So, I like that game a lot. And then I like Oregon minus 3 versus Washington. Oregon's got a really good defense. And, you know, Washington has played kind of shaky at times. They lost to Stanford earlier. So, give me Oregon minus a field goal. And hopefully we get a winner there. Bonus pick, just because I was bored tonight. I've got the Kansas City Ben Neiman's minus 3 versus the Denver Josie Jewels currently at a 6. Hopefully Ben takes out.
I was thinking about bringing that up, that we have 3 linebackers playing on TV today.
Yeah. Hitch is out, so Ben is actually starting. He played 100. I was talking to him on Monday. He played 100 snaps on Sunday, and then he's got to play
tough
4 days later. I was like, damn, dude, that sucks. He's like,
yeah.
Yeah. But I get paid by how many plays I play, so it's all right. So I'm like, okay, well, fuck you now.
I was gonna say that Monday paycheck of like 50K.
No, I think they get it at the end of the year. It's a player performance bonus, and so all of your snaps go into that with like extra little shit you get.
Ben's gonna get a weekly check that matches my yearly, so good for him. And the CTE.
Oh, speaking of Ben, Ben will be in town on Saturday because they're playing tonight. So he said he's going to come by. So I'll be good to see you all.
Hey. Love that.
I'm jealous.
Well, there you go. Ward's winners of the week. I think this is the week, Kev. I think we're back on track this week. I think you.
I think that these other people should still be on track because I don't feel like they're all doing parlays all the time. And your picks outright are doing pretty well. Like, I keep track of it kind of in my head. You haven't had too many, like, weeks where you just were wrong.
Yeah. So I think that's big for you, the Ward wallet and the fans wallets, if they're partaking in the action. I want to put it out there right now. This is it. If the Hawks lose, this is the last podcast you'll ever hear.
You will not hear episode 57.
We're done. Hawks lose to Purdue, we're done. And that's official. And that's that.
If the Iowa Brady Rosses cannot run on the Purdue Boilermakers, we're not coming back.
So this is a huge, even more than Kevin's bets, this is a huge sweat for Saturday. If it's a close game, understand
that our podcast
guys,
is
guys, I just want to say it's been fun.
And that's...
It's been fun. The fans, it's been great. It's been fun.
It ain't going... No, we ain't going out like this.
Well, we'll see.
When you boys listen to this tomorrow, I mean, just, you know, a little extra motivation. You guys got to come through for us.
Come on, Brady. I know you're listening in your room by yourself. That's it. We had a good time tonight. Tonight was fun. Good podcast. Hopefully it lightened the spirits of y'all. It did for us. I know. Good to talk to you guys. 2 days, not even 2 days. And the Hawks will be back on the field. For Drake and Kevin, I'm Tyler. That's the Wash Up Walk-Ons episode 56. Hope you guys have a good one. Burn, Michelle, burn.
I'm MJ Acosta-Ruiz.
And I'm Lindsay Zarniak.
And together we'll be hosting the On Her Turf podcast. This summer, On Her Turf is hosting a daily Olympics podcast
that focuses exclusively on women's sports and the amazing women competing in Tokyo.
We'll bring you interviews with Olympians and in-depth analysis on your favorite teams.
Plus, we're going to talk about some of the challenges still facing women's sports today.
So join us daily at On Her Turf as we cover all the excitement of the Tokyo Olympics.
Be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts and be sure to follow On Her Turf on Twitter and Instagram too.